Hello, Hesi, bonjour, Dumela, Saubona, Assalamu alaikum, Jambo, Hola, Bawo, Molweni, and welcome to the Africa Matters podcast. We are so excited to be able to launch what is going to be an incredible platform that is promoting critical engagement across the continent. The most important thing about this engagement is that it will be driven for young Africans by young Africans, because we are the ones we have been waiting for. Welcome to the Africa Matters podcast. Now, my dear friend, if you are here to listen to how the continent is this continent of despair, the dark continent, the land of bad leadership, the land that is going nowhere, the continent that was once referred to as a whole country, if that is the sort of rhetoric that you are here to listen to, then I want to tell you now, my dear friend, that this is not the right platform for you. But if you are here to learn, to embrace, to be proud of, to be a critical thinker contributing to the growth of the African continent and critically analyzing the role that young people will play in creating the Africa we want, in transforming and shaping our communities, in being able to turn back and say we are the ones we have been waiting for, then this is the platform for you. Then the Africa Matters podcast is the one for you. Welcome again to the Africa Matters podcast. Now, for those of you who are wondering, what is Africa Matters? I'm so excited to tell you about it. Africa Matters is a youth-led organization that is dedicated to upskilling and empowering African youth to transform their communities and change their narrative through social impact programs. A lot of our programs focus on leadership, social entrepreneurship, youth advocacy, African feminisms, and the list goes on. The great thing about what Africa Matters does is that our commitment is to empower 10,000 young Africans within 10 years. And can you believe that we've hit the 5-year mark and we have already physically on the ground empowered 4,100 Africans? That is excluding the impact that we have through webinars, through social media, through our digital campaigns. So you can just imagine where Africa Matters is going and what we have done so far. Another amazing aspect about Africa Matters is that it is an African organization that is led by two African and African diaspora women. Now that is something so incredible in a world that constantly loves to highlight how women are incapable. Well, let me tell you something, world. These women have created what is known to be an incredible organization today that is uplifting thousands of young Africans from different parts of the continent. Africa Matters is active in over 9 African countries and counting, and we continue to have impact everywhere we go through our different flagship programs. If you're interested in more about what we do, check out our website, www.africamattersinitiative.com. That is www.africamattersinitiative.com. Now, with that being said, I was going on about who the founders of Africa Matters are, and I wanted to introduce myself as one of them. Now, before I introduce myself, I want to introduce Rianne Olivier. Rianne is one of the co-founders for Africa Matters. She is of Haitian descent with such a passion for Africa's growth and linking the diaspora and Africa together. She has lived and worked in South Africa while conducting several projects across the African continent, including Nigeria. She comes from a background of capacity building and program management, and her international exposure and travels have allowed her to acquire a global perspective. And this is why many people refer to Rianne as an international think tank. Now that is another African woman who is a powerhouse in what she does. Then to introduce myself, your host of the Season 1 podcast and pilot for Africa Matters Initiative, my name is Farai Mubayua. I am so passionate about our continent. And before I even get into just introducing myself, I want to show you why I'm so passionate about this continent. Number one, I am an African hybrid. I am born to a Zimbabwean father and a South African mother. And because of that, I've always grown up in a pan-African household that is constantly for the advancement of Africans. And having grown up that way, I could never understand why anyone else would see this beautiful continent differently. Another reason why I'm so passionate about this continent is because we've got 55 different African countries. Don't let them tell you 54. 55 different African countries that are diverse, and there's beauty in diversity. And in many ways, we're very similar. And with how huge our continent is, how beautiful our continent is, how much learning and unlearning we have to do, who would not be proud to come from such a diverse and incredible and growing land? Another reason I am so proudly African is because of our diversity in terms of languages. Africa has got over 2,000 languages. Now that is just a land that is bursting with differences, with similarities, with passions, with power, with hopes and dreams. And a continent that is bursting with that much diversity is a pioneer continent. Let me tell you now that regardless of what you've learned in school about Africa being the continent of despair, this land is a pioneer land. We are pioneering the way the world does things. We have pioneered for years. We just have never been given credit for all that we have done and continue to do. So with that being said, my name is Farai Mubayiwa, and I am a proud African woman. I am 25 years of age, and what I'm most passionate about, and this is my why in this world is to empower and upskill young Black African women. That is what I do in my full-time job. That is what I do with Africa Matters. If it's linked to the empowerment of young Black Africans, particularly young Black African women, then I am there. I work for the Youth Employment Service, and I am the co-founder for Africa Matters. And so what you'll be hearing in this podcast as we unfold and unpack the different episodes is different youth experts. So I want you to highlight that word, right? Young African experts, youth experts, who will be talking to you about really interesting and thought-provoking fields that they are pioneers in. And that's the first thing I want us to highlight as we unpack what this Africa Matters podcast will look like. It's about how do we as Africans recognize that the very talent that we often turn to in as we're looking internationally is right here on our soil. We often turn to experts who are going to tell us about climate change, about leadership, about solving employment challenges, about gender equality. But all of that is right here on African soil. And more importantly, all of that is right here on African soil, being led by young Africans like you and I. So how do we listen to each other's voices and ideas and critically engage so that we are creating the Africa we want? We are building and shaping an Africa where all will be free to be who they are and to be content and proud of being Africans. Now, COVID-19 and its effect on how the world has moved has revealed some incredible things to us, right? And I think we should unpack those as we are laying the context of what this podcast is going to look like. The first thing that COVID-19 has shown us is that the West is not invincible as they're made out to be. Now, what do I mean by this? I mean that very often when we have watched movies about pandemics, when we have heard about pandemics of the past, the emphasis is always placed on how Africa's healthcare systems are incapable of dealing with any pandemics, and hence we would be bearing the brunt of any negative outbreak that can occur in the world. But what we saw with COVID-19 is that actually African leaders did an incredible job. That actually it is those systems of the West that are not equipped to handle such breakouts. We saw a different reaction to what was expected globally, and I want to applaud our African leaders for taking the different stands that they did, the ones that took the right stands, of course. So we've learned from COVID-19 that the West is not as invincible as they appear to be. And that's an important learning because that allows us to then break down this negative narrative that we have of Africa, And this narrative of invincibility that we constantly, especially as Africans as well, paint onto the West. Let us recognize that here on our very ground, we have got incredible leaders, innovative ways of doing things. We've got the science and technology to advance. So that's the first thing that COVID highlighted for me, that the West is not invincible. The second thing that COVID highlighted for me is that African leaders are damn incredible. And yes, we have had our fair share of your not so great leaders in the past. We have had those that have been very controversial. We have those that have massacred their own people. And we definitely acknowledge that. It's important that we acknowledge the different histories that we come from. But while we acknowledge that, we must also be aware of the fact that very often when negative leadership is referred to, the world will refer to African leadership. But the interesting part is that you never hear of people saying British leadership, American leadership, Australian leadership, but you will hear of African leadership, and the connotation is always, if not often, negative. So what we saw in COVID-19 is that African leaders, damn, hey, they're incredible. They were swift to act. Rwanda was the first African country to say, nope, level one immediately. We saw great measures from South Africa, as well as they've been applauded for how they've handled the outbreak of COVID-19. By implementing strict lockdown regulations. Not without controversy, of course, but it's looking at how our leaders have handled this outbreak of this pandemic. We saw in Senegal where they introduced these really, really cheap and affordable testing kits. So affordable and so innovative that the rest of the world was like, okay, how can we learn from these different African nations? So that's the second thing that COVID-19 highlighted for me. The third thing that COVID-19 highlighted was that we are going to see that youth unemployment will be worsened. Now, why, right? Before COVID-19, Africa had already had such high levels of youth unemployment. And it's because we've got such a young population. You always hear about Africa's youth boom. This youth boom, which economists will tell you it's an economic burden, but I believe with the right investment in skills, in education, and in social infrastructure, that it is an economic opportunity. We hear so often about this youth boom, which means we've got a really young population. If I'm not mistaken, Africa has over 230 million young people between 15 and 24. That is 230 million young people between 15 and 24 only. You have some African countries where 70% of the population is youth, such as in Uganda. 70% of the population there, if not more, is young people. Now, naturally, when you've got such a huge youth population, you have high levels of unemployment. As long as the country is not particularly economically stable. Now, what COVID-19 did as a result of the different lockdowns, the closed borders, the different restrictions that were put into place to protect the citizens of any particular country, COVID-19 resulted in the economic decline of countries across the world. And there's numerous studies to show you today that Africa will be the continent that is hardest hit by the economic ramifications of COVID-19. Now, what that means for a continent that already has such a huge youth population, that means that we will continue, because we had before, continue to have huge levels of youth unemployment. If anything, these levels of youth unemployment will rise and continue to rise, exacerbated by COVID-19. Now, this is not all doom and gloom. And I think this is a reason why this podcast is here. Yes, as young people, we will face different challenges exacerbated by COVID-19. Yes, our governments need to do more to ensure that the effects of COVID-19, particularly on youth unemployment and poverty, are not long-lasting at all, that they can easily be dealt with. But this is a critical opportunity for us as young people to step up and lead our communities. As young people, what are we waiting for? We're constantly waiting for others to come in and fix what is wrong with our communities, with our societies. We see negative things happening in our own streets and we do nothing about it. We see lack in different parts of where we stay and we do nothing about it. Why? Who are we waiting for? And why are we waiting for someone else to take action instead of kicking ourselves into action and into gear? Ponder on that question. Why are you waiting? And who are you waiting for? At Africa Matters, we believe that we are the ones we have been waiting for. Repeat after me. We are the ones we have been waiting for. One more time. We are the ones we have been waiting for. And so as we go through this podcast and we're hearing different ideas from the different speakers who will come on board, stop waiting. Listen to their stories of how they themselves are impacting the communities they come from. In season one alone, we will be hearing about young Africans in politics, young African teachers and what they are doing to teach preschool children important skills, and we need more of that. We'll be hearing about young women activists who are advancing women's and girls' rights in Africa. We'll be hearing about African youth and mental health. What are we as Africans doing to protect and to take care of our mental health? We'll be hearing about youth unemployment. How do we combat youth unemployment? Listening to some speak about social entrepreneurship. What do you do? How do you start one? Where do you even go? And these are such important voices to hear, but more than the voices, these are important actions to watch. And more than just watch, these are important actions to be inspired by so that you can go after every single episode of this podcast and do something about any injustice or inequality that you see within the community that you come from. And so Africa Matters podcast is a podcast for those who want to be inspired. But more than that, those who want to use that inspiration to drive change within the communities they come from. Welcome to a podcast where we are creating the Africa we want, where we are debating, where we are thinking critically, where we are pushing forward what transformed communities will look like. And where the most important thing about this is that it is African youth at the forefront of this podcast. Remember what I said earlier. African youth are not the leaders of tomorrow. We are the leaders of today. And by joining in today, by looking at what change you can make within your community, you are already leading your society. Dear friend who is listening to this podcast right now, welcome to the Africa Matters podcast. It's about to get lit because we are the ones we have been waiting for. Tune in for the next episode where you are bound to be inspired by how African youth can find their way into politics and make an incredible difference.